Genevieve and I often walk there. It's lovely. She dropped her head, as if he would be interested in the glades with their multicoloured flowers and sweet scents. That sounds good. I'd like to get out of this sunlight. I don't know how you can stand it.
I don't notice it, really. He spurred his horse on, breaking into a canter. Louise rode past him easily, moving effortlessly with her horse's rhythm. They galloped across the wolds, scattering the somnolent sheep, Louise's laughter trilling through the heavy air. She beat him easily to the edge of the wood, and sat there smiling as he rode up to her, panting heavily.
"That was quite good," she said. "You could be a decent rider if you had a bit of practice." She swung her leg over the saddle and dropped down.
"There are some stables on Tranquility," he said, dismounting. "That's where I learnt, but I'm not there very often."
A big mithorn tree stood just outside the main body of the wood, its coin-sized dark red flowers sprinkling the end of every twig. Louise wrapped the reins round one of its lower branches and started off into the wood along one of the little animal tracks she knew.
"I've heard of Tranquility. That's where the Lord of Ruin lives, Ione Saldana. She was on the news last year. She's so beautiful. I wanted to cut my hair short like hers, but Mother said no. Do you know her?"
"Now, that's the trouble when you really do know someone famous. No one ever believes you when you say yes." She turned round, eyes wide with delight.
"You do know her?"
"Yes, I knew her before she inherited the title. We grew up together."
"What's she like? Tell me."
An image of a naked, sweaty, moaning Ione, bent over a table while he was screwing her, appeared in his mind.
"Fun," he said.
The glade she led him to was on the floor of the valley. A stream ran through it, spilling down a series of five big rock pools. Knee-high flower stems with tubular yellow and lavender blooms clotted the ground, giving off a scent similar to orange blossom. Water monarch trees lined the stream below the pools, 50 yards tall, their long, slender branches swaying in the slight breeze, fern-like leaf fronds drooping. Birds flitted about in the upper boughs, uninspiring dun-coloured bat analogues, with long, powerful forelimbs for tunnelling into the ground. Wild weeping roses boiled over the stones along the side of two of the pools. Years of dead, petrified branches overlaid by fresh growth of new living shoots to produce hemispherical bushes. Their flowers were crushed together, disfigured, as they vied for light.
"You were right," Joshua told her. "It is lovely."
"Thank you. Genevieve and I often bathe here in the summer." He perked up.
"Really?"
"It's a little place of the world that's all our own. Even the hacks don't come here."
"What's a hacks?"
"I heard someone mention the name."
"Father calls them wolf analogues. They're big and vicious, and they'll even attack humans. The farmers hunt them in the winter. It's good sport. But we've just about cleared them out of Cricklade now."
"Do the hunters all get dressed up in red jackets and charge around on horses with packs of hounds?"
"Yes. How did you know?"
"Lucky guess. I suppose you've seen real monsters on your travels. I've seen pictures of the Tirasca on the hollow screen. They're horrible. I couldn't sleep for a week afterwards."
"Yes, the Tirasca look pretty ferocious. But I've met some breeder pairs. They don't think of themselves like that. To them, we're the cruel alien ones. It's a question of perspective."
Louise blushed and ducked her head, turning away from him.
"I'm sorry, you must think me a frightful bigot."
"No, you're just not used to Xenox, that's all." He stood right behind her and put his hands on her shoulders. "But I would like to take you away from here sometime and show you the rest of the Confederation. Some of it is quite spectacular, and I'd love to take you to Tranquility." He looked round the glade, thoughtful.
"It's a bit like this, only much, much bigger. I think you'd like it a lot."
Louise wanted to squirm away from his grip. Men simply shouldn't act in such a familiar fashion. But his customs were surely different, and he was massaging her shoulder muscles gently. It felt nice.
"I always wanted to fly on a starship."
"You will one day. When Cricklade is yours, you can do anything you want." Joshua was enjoying the touch of her, naivety, a voluptuous body, and the knowledge that he should never, ever be even thinking about screwing her were combining to form a potent aphrodisiac.
"I never thought of that," she said brightly. "Can I charter the Lady Macbeth?"